You're listening to healthradio.fm. I'm your host, Tammy Lee McNabb. I'm with Dr. Randall Trester. You and I actually met on Twitter before we even came to the show. I liked what you're doing. I'm big into chiropractic, going to see a chiropractor, but I always fall by the wayside. Like, I get adjusted, I get made better, and then I don't see you again until I'm injured again. Is that typical?
That is typical, and that's okay to do it that way, but we're not taking advantage of the real power that chiropractic has to help the body in a more preventative way. So instead of waiting till pain is there, what we encourage people to do is get more preventative and get ahead of the curve. And that's what most patients do once they understand how important and beneficial that actually is.
Let's talk about the importance of getting adjusted. Why should people do it?
Well, the real purpose of chiropractic is to help the nervous system. The nervous system is the master system of the body, and that regulates and controls every organ, muscle, gland. That's really what controls our entire life force, and the spine's real purpose is to protect the nervous system. If our spine has been damaged from traumas, stress, sitting too much at a desk computer, you name it, which most people in our society have, that damages the spine, that interferes with the nervous system, and that in turn interferes with our own body's ability to function, adapt to its environment, and heal itself. So chiropractic's real purpose is to remove that interference to the nervous system and allow our body to heal itself and stay healthier and not just focus on pain or symptoms.
I think people don't really realize how out of whack their body is. I'll tell you a personal story. I went and got adjusted, and I was going for a series of adjustments, felt amazing. Went and got my hair cut, and my hair was on such a bad angle because I guess I was scrunched up in a certain way for such a long period of time that my haircut was off, and when I got straightened out, my hair was completely lopsided. True story.
Yeah, and I mean, people will say similar things like, oh, I already always had one pant leg shortened more than the other because they thought, you know, at the tailor, one leg was longer, or we have these imbalances. Legs typically aren't the actual what's shorter. It's an imbalance with the pelvis or coming from other parts of the body. So that's also what we really do, is not just focusing on individual areas, but it's a really a holistic and looking at the whole person versus just focusing on the one problem area per se.
We have 250,000 listeners worldwide, and maybe, I don't know what percent, have actually had an adjustment. I think some are afraid because they hear things like the cracking noise and you're breaking bones and you're like, what is that noise? I know what it is, but what is the noise that we hear when we're getting an adjustment done?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of misconceptions when it comes to chiropractic, unfortunately, which sometimes prevents people from taking that initial step. I mean, chiropractic's probably one of the safest healthcare professions that's around. The noise itself, that popping sound, is actually just gas and air, which is normal, which is part of our normal anatomy. But when a vertebra is adjusted, sometimes we'll feel or hear that kind of popping or cracking sound. But a lot of techniques that we do now and the way that we do adjustments don't involve that part, that the spine making that sound at all. And we use instruments and more even newer, more modern techniques. So for people that sometimes have that fear or a little apprehension, most of that can be completely eliminated as well.
I personally love that noise and feeling. I have younger children, athletes, and I take them for adjustments as well. And it's amazing how much better they sleep and how much better they feel. What are your thoughts with children?
Yeah, couldn't agree more. I'm a certified pediatric chiropractor, and most of our patients, I would say, who come in to see us will eventually bring their children, whether it's newborns all the way up. And absolutely, I mean, they have a spine, they have a nervous system, it's forming, it's developing, and it really helps children to thrive and develop correctly and be healthier. And usually they're the ones who aren't sick at schools, or if they are, they're getting better faster. So it's, you know, super powerful for kids, of course adults as well. Sometimes parents or people think, well, why would you take a kid to a chiropractor? He doesn't have back pain. But when we understand the purpose and the reasons why, and that's not what it's just for, then most people will understand, oh yeah, that makes perfect sense.
I got the most appreciation for what you do when I was pregnant and going for adjustments. And there was actually a belly hole that I would put my belly through. Why is it important when you're pregnant and carrying the extra weight and nurturing a human being in your body to go and see you?
Yeah, no, great. way that you just said it, nurturing a human being, which is forming into developing from the power of the mother's nervous system. And chiropractic is working to improve the function of the nervous system. So it's going to help the pregnancy be healthier. Of course, it's going to typically eliminate or really reduce back pain or hip pain or sciatic pain that a lot of women get. But chiropractic's also proven for women who are under care throughout their pregnancy. Most studies show that it reduces labor and delivery by up to 30 to 40%. So it's a huge effect on the discomfort that a woman might feel, helping the labor and delivery and that process itself, and then the recovery after that. So there's a lot of different levels to it that can really enhance a woman's pregnancy. So a lot of women sometimes think they can't go to the chiropractor, and not only can they, but 100% should.
I completely agree. Your chiropractic wellness center, you talk about acute and chronic pain. I always like to talk on that subject with doctors because I think that we're a society of overindulgence when it comes to masking the pain. What are you doing to help people with their chronic pain?
Yeah, I mean, masking, unfortunately, symptoms is what a lot of people do because they don't really know other solutions. So we really are big on educating people in our office. Yes, they're coming in for the adjustments and the things that we do for care in the office to stimulate the nervous system, but we're really big on educating people with different lifestyle advice and talks that we might do and different things to change what they potentially are doing in their own life to create the problems in the first place. So we're really big on educating, lifestyle advice, and then the care that we do as well to provide the healing that they need to go in the right direction.
Our family's chiropractor discovered that my son had fallen arches, and I never would have known that. His feet were sore. I would have taken him just to a traditional doctor, and as it turned out, we got we got orthotics for sure, but he did this device that could show that his arches had fallen, and what a tremendous difference that has made in his life. Do you do things like that as well?
We don't actually do the orthotics in our office. Some chiropractors will bring that in and do that in, but we refer that out, and when that's necessary, we have other really great healthcare providers that we work with, and so whenever we need to include other people in the care, we have a great network of people that we work with to do that, but that can be an important tool when it's needed as well.
So I guess my question is that you're able to detect different things as a doctor through your adjustments with your different clients.
Yeah, we look at a person holistically. So yes, absolutely. And we're not, again, just like I said earlier, focusing on symptoms or just pain or parts that hurt. So we're really always looking at the whole person. And if there's something that stands out or feels that we need another person's help with their care, then again, we definitely have people that we can send to. So,
and if people want to get a hold of you, what is your website address?
Website is www.drrandalltrester.com, Dr. Randall with two L's, Trester.com. And so we'd love to see people, and we're there to help if we can. And anyone who has questions, they can give our office a call as well.
Dr. Trester, thank you for being on HealthRadio.fm.
Thank you very much.